Shalom Aleichem, Tanchum Cohen here. It's the fifth day of Chanukah, Freilich and Chanukah, and we're looking today at Mizmor Lamed Aleph, the 31st parak of Tehillim. Lamanatech Mizmor David B'chor Hashem Chasisi. David HaMelech speaks from beginning to end about his reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and particularly in very, very tight spots. The Malbim actually points to particular episodes in Sefer Shmuel. When David HaMelech was on the run from Shaul, he ran to this group and to that group seeking refuge, to Keilah, to the Zithim, and ultimately recognizes that he can only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to take a look at the two Psukim in particular. Psukim Zayin and Ches. Sanesi Hashomrim Havleshav. Vani al Hashem Batachti. David HaMelech says in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, I despise those who are Shomrim Havulei Shav. It's literally who guard, or who wait, for worthless vanity, empty nothingness. Havulei Shav, it's a nothing of nothing. Ani Hashem Batachti, I have bitachin, I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I despise those who rely on a nothing Sheba nothing. What is this? What is Havulei Shav? Interesting, machlokas harishonim. Rashi writes that shomrim havleshav are mitzapim, those who wait for. Interestingly, they'll use the word shomer, not to guard, but as Rashi had explained in last week's parasha, parasha Vayeshev, aviv shomaras hadavar, meant that he was waiting to see what would be. In that context, Yaakov Avinu was waiting to see how Yosef's dream would be realized, and ultimately, as we know, it was. Here, David HaMelech speaks of those who are shomrim, who are waiting for Havlei Shav. Nothing, Sheba, nothing, Rashi says, and mitzapim l'shuas avodah zara. They rely on the avodah zara to help them. Like the Nevi'a HaBal de Elio interacts with, the Radak and the Ibn Ezra, on the other hand, understand Havlei Shav to be a different type of nothing. It refers to, he despises those who rely on the magic and superstition, superstitious predictions, nichush and kesem, eze yom yetzel mechama, those who use magical predictions to figure out when's a good time, or a lucky time to go to war, when is lucky and when is unlucky. Thinking just a little bit about this, machlokas, certainly similar ideas, Rashi looking at those who rely on avodah zarah, Radak and Ibn Ezra understand that the Shomrim Havlei Shav are those who rely on superstitious prediction of the future. Ibn Ezra and Radak are looking at sources of knowledge. The Kesem, the Nichush, gives me a false sense of security in knowing what will be tomorrow. Rashi, the Avodah Zarah, the Mitzapim, the Shomrim for Avodah Zarah, it's a false sense of strength. Both are relying, but for Ibn Ezra and Radak, the Shomrim Havlei Shav are those who rely on nothingness for their predictions. For Rashi, it's those who rely on nothingness for their security. And it gets us thinking, as David HaMelech expressly says in this pasuk, he's contrasting his own appropriate practice. Ani Hashem Batachti, I have bitachon for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I rely and a Kaddish Baruch Hu, I rely on a Kaddish Baruch Hu for both. According to Ibn Ezra and Radak, he relies on a Kaddish Baruch Hu for knowledge. For Rashi, he's relying on a Kaddish Baruch Hu for power. My bitachon gives me a sense of my knowledge that a Kaddish Baruch Hu runs the world, that events are not random, that I might not know what's going to happen next in an uncertain situation, but I know that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is managing events, gives me a sense of a degree of knowledge and a sense of security and power. I can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to know what will be, and I know that events will turn out perhaps not as I anticipate them, but certainly not randomly. Events will turn out as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes them. So that sense of reliance in predicting and knowing the future, and also a knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is powering what will be. That the Yeshua will ultimately come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So two related threads in Pasuk Zayin. And then let's turn to Pasuk Ches, the very next Pasuk. Agila ve'esmucha bechastecha. Overjoyed in your chesed, David HaMelech says to the Ribono Shel'olam. Asher ra'iseh ani. You saw how downtrodden I was. You saw how broken I was. Yadata b'tzaros nafshi. You knew the tzaros of my soul. That language, agila ve'esmucha bechazdecha. I take great joy in your chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it brings to mind a comment that Tosis has in Maseches Brachos, Daf Yebeis, on a very familiar pasuk in Tilim, in Mizmor Shir, the Yom HaShabbos. We speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed in the morning, and we speak of his emuna at night. We speak of his kindness in the daytime, in the morning, when the sun is shining, and we speak of faith in God at night. So Tosis explains, based on the Gemara there, that this is the model for some of the finer differences between Shacharis and Maariv. The brachas of Kriyashma, Shacharis and Maariv, Emes v'yatziv versus Emes v'emunah, that when it's daytime, literally when the sun is shining, or metaphorically, there are times in life when things are clear. And there are times in life that are laila, when things are, even if the sun is astronomically shining outside, there are times in our lives when things are very confusing, and things don't make a lot of sense to us. David HaMelech says we always reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe emunah shleimam. We have El Hashem Batachti, as David HaMelech says, I live with the knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always managing the world, is always managing events, is always managing our own lives. But sometimes it's visible and sometimes it's not apparent. There are times in life that are nationally or personally boker, when things are clear, and there are times when there are laila, when things are unclear. And we always reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in different ways. When it's boker, when there's clarity, I speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. L'hagiba boker chazdecha. I can say, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this for me. There are other times which are laila, then I rely on emunah. I speak of my faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know that he's taking care of me, although I don't see the chesed at the moment. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik is quoted as, Reb Chaim Brisker is quoted as, having explained the pasuk in earlier in Tehillim Perek Gimel, "Veni v'chastecha batachti, yagel libi bishu asach." I rely on your chesed, Hashem. Yagel libi bishu asach. My heart is joyous in the knowledge of your saving. Ashir el Hashem ki gamalai. I express it. I sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only once the chesed has actually occurred. That's what Reb Chaim explains. That there could be a sense of serenity and a quiet inner joy in the knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is carrying me, but the full-throated expression of halal, of shira, ashira l'Hashem, that's only kigam alai, once I have already seen how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken care of me. So I was struck in that light by this pasuk. Agila ve'esmucha b'chazdecha. I have great joy in your chesed, the language of chesed, meaning it's already... there's something that I see. But what is it that I see by the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me? Asher ra'isa es ani. You noticed how I was broken, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yodata b'tzaros nafshi. You know my tzaros, my personal tzaros. And I was struck by a layer that David HaMelech is adding here. That sometimes the chesed, sometimes the care HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is apparent in when the Yeshua has already occurred. But perhaps David HaMelech here is speaking to something more subtle. Even before the Yeshua has occurred, there may already be apparent chesed in the knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. There's extraordinary chesed benam lachavero, an extraordinary chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to people, when the ra'isa es ani, just the fact that you notice, that you saw, that you care, yadata b'tzaros nafshi, the empathy is already an incredible chesed. It's true benam lachavero. Often what we can do for people, sometimes there are practical things we can do for people, but in many situations the most profound thing we can do, the most impactful thing we can do, sometimes in addition to practical help, is to notice how people feel, and to empathize and to provide the space and emotional oxygen for people to know that they're heard and noticed. And it's true in our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as David HaMelech writes here. There's chesed in the practical Yeshua that Kadosh Baruch Hu provides for us. And there's chesed, I believe Dal HaMelech is saying here, in the Re'iyas Ha'oni, in the Yediyas HaTzaros, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows and cares and notices, that itself is a profound chesed that I can already feel, that can already drive enormous gila and simcha. Afreilich and Chanukah.